AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Albuquerque, where police have arrested a Republican who lost a bid for public office in November. They believe he was the mastermind behind a string of shootings targeting the homes of Democrats.
39-year-old Solomon Pena is accused of paying four men to shoot at the homes of four Democratic politicians, two county commissioners, and a pair of state senators. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller.
They were dangerous attacks, not only to these individuals, but fundamentally also to democracy. That is why this is so terrible.
Pena has claimed he actually won his election last year. He previously served 7 years in prison after taking part in so-called smash-and-grab robberies at big-box retail stores. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Police in Central California farming community believe a drug cartel was behind the shooting deaths of six people, including a six-month-old baby and her teenaged mother. Patty Guzman is a neighbor in Tulare County.
Who goes into a house and massacres a bunch of people? Yeah. Who does that?
Police say they're searching for two suspects after a search warrant carried out last week at the home ended with one arrest and seizures of guns, pot, and methamphetamine. They're expecting drier weather in California after a series of storms destroyed homes, washed out highways, and left some areas at continued risk for flooding and mudslides. This woman saved a friend in a rising river in Ventura County.
She was behind me, and then she fell, and then she was like starting to sweep right by me, and I grabbed her arm and pulled her out.
President Biden will visit California later this week. In Ukraine, President Zelensky denouncing a Russian attack on an apartment building in southeastern Dnipro. The death toll is up to 41 after the body of a child was pulled from the rubble today. 25 people are still missing. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko is at the World Economic Forum in Davos, pleading with Western countries for more financial and military aid. Jury selection begins in federal court in California today in Elon Musk's trial over social media posts that triggered a stock market frenzy. CBS's Tom Foti.
Elon Musk has some explaining to do about some of his tweets. No, nothing about the social media platform he now owns and runs and tweets about, but about the main source of his wealth, the electric car maker Tesla. In 2018, Musk sent out several tweets about a proposed Tesla buyout that moved the company's stock. The buyout never happened, so a stockholder class action suit did.
A first for scientists in Chile. They have unearthed fossils of carnivorous megaraptors, 32 feet long, that lived 70 million years ago. It's the southernmost dino fossil find. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Day equals day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Wait, was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the state of Wisconsin Sense. It is Tuesday, January 17th. Another beautiful day up here on Lake Wissota. And today's definition of beautiful is cloudy and 33 with some flurries here and there. But we're on Lake Wissota, so it's a beautiful day. We're glad you're here, especially for what is a nice little milestone show for me personally, now that I've been able to greet you 100 times on behalf of Up North News. We have done 38 of these 6 a.m. shows. Prior to that, we did 62 shows in the 8 to 11 a.m. spot. And so we've made it up to triple digits. So thanks for hanging around this long. Exactly. It's that studio audience that really we have to thank for that. That is provided by Aaron Zommers for us. He will take your calls at 844-967-2789. Also this morning, remember how Republican lawmakers campaigned against budget earmarks because they weren't transparent about who supported new government spending? Well, something I guess you could call the anti-earmark is now threatening economic development in Wisconsin. You have Republican legislators hiding behind a process in the legislature that has threatened millions of dollars that would benefit both development and conservation efforts up north and in other parts of Wisconsin. And it is a state senator from up north who is not anonymous anymore, but for a time, she was using a process to anonymously block this proposal that could be beneficial to a wide swath of privately held forest land between Rhinelander and Crandon. So we have a guest coming up at 7:30 who's going to talk about that. Up here on Lake Wissota, we have been saying for, well, now I can say it's been 25 years that the movie Titanic has a glaring factual error with Leo DiCaprio's character Jack Dawson talking about working on Lake Wissota. Lake Wissota didn't exist at the time the Titanic sunk. We're a man-made lake up here, and that dam wasn't finished until a couple of years after the sinking. But we're going to hear all about it anyway, because Titanic is being re-released for its 25th anniversary, just in time for Valentine's Day. Isn't that nice? We'll talk about a new study on the brain development of young people who engage in a lot of social media use. But not you. You're just fine, especially those of you watching us on social media, on Facebook or on Twitter. You're actually enhancing your brain development by being a part of this, and we appreciate it. We also want to, for a second day, welcome a brand new audience as we add Green Bay to the roster of Civic Media stations. So again, a big hello to folks listening on WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. It is great to have you here. And to commemorate the ongoing growth of the Civic Media roster, we are revving up the contest machine and are giving away $1 million in free advertising space to small businesses throughout Wisconsin. You're going to want to be a part of that if you have anything to do with a small business and would like to engage in what you would call free advertising, which is always a good thing for any business. And again, if you want to send us any notes by email, the email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Aaron, how are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty well. And civicmedia.us/million is a really good place to go if you're interested in that giveaway.
Absolutely. Go read all about it. Because, and again, it might not affect you. Might be, you know, a friend of yours, somebody in your family business. And you get the chance not only for free ad space, but free work to design an ad campaign. Because I know from years in local radio and TV, one of the big hurdles is that people are busy running a business. They don't have time to develop, you know, the perfect ad for their business. They need help, but it costs money. It takes time. So if you can get all that for free, that seems like a pretty nice thing to do. We're a bit more organized this morning than yesterday because yesterday was first day back from vacation. And I didn't grouse about it on air at the time, but I was handicapped by one other factor. And I know you can relate to this, Aaron, is that overnight, the night before, I had all kinds of tabs open on my computer with stories that I wanted to talk about. And what do you suppose happened overnight two nights ago?
Probably a computer update.
Yeah, the old software update. So I want to thank the folks at the Apple OS for giving us that overnight reboot of the computer and waking up to find all of the tabs closed and, you know, me being the proverbial chicken with its head cut off, if its head is referencing about 35 open tabs on the computer. So I have about 35 open tabs now with all kinds of things that we're going to talk about a little bit later on in the day. But first, let's take a look at sports as we often do this time each morning. The Milwaukee Bucks had an afternoon game, Martin Luther King Day. They had a home game. Jrue Holiday scored a season-high 35 points, 11 assists for his third straight double-double as the Bucks rallied to beat the Indiana Pacers 132-119. The Pacers led by 11 at the break. They led by as many as 13, but then the Bucks had a dominating fourth quarter. Giannis didn't play for a third straight game due to left knee soreness. Don't know if he'll play tonight against Toronto. The Badger men's basketball team hosts Penn State tonight, and Marquette men, they host number 19 Providence tomorrow. Let's take this break, and we'll go through some of the headlines of the day after this. You're up north.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con un trabajo más diferenciado? ¿Puedes matar casi 18 años? Con los expertos que han aplicado más ejemplo. ¿Verdad? ¿Es de por la visión de la derecho ahora más cuidado? ¿Uno de dólares?
Rhett's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for isolated showers. Daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 31. Daytime highs approaching 35. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Tonight, lows level off around 31. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Here's how you get them. If they bring a beer, you bring an old-fashioned. If they bring cheese curds, you bring a casserole. That's how you make friends. That's the Wisconsin way. That's Devil Radio.
This is a new song by country artist Dustin Lynch. It's called Stars Like Confetti. And you can't tell on the radio from this version of it, but the video version is going to be noteworthy to a lot of folks around the Chippewa Valley and anybody, frankly, who attended Country Jam this past summer, because the entire video was shot at Country Jam, and it features shot after shot after shot of local folks and other folks coming to the Eau Claire area to take part in the crowd at Country Jam. You see Dustin Lynch on stage and backstage, hanging out with fans and friends. And so you might want to take a look at it if you or somebody you know was at Country Jam last year. Look for Dustin Lynch, and the song is called Stars Like Confetti. Give a listen to the tune and see if you don't see some family and friends on there as well. Small businesses are hiring in 2023, and they plan to do more of that, even though there is continued economic uncertainty. But let's face it, there's political uncertainty, there's coronavirus uncertainty. These are not the most stable of times. And yet, folks that run small businesses know that there's still people coming in wanting to spend money, wanting to improve something around the house or what have you. And according to a recent survey of CEOs, a survey of 1,400 of them, by the way, they have been shifting their focus to hiring and retention. These small and mid-sized business owners, 60% say they plan to increase hiring in the year ahead. That's up from 52% in the prior two quarters. Only 7% of these CEOs say they plan on reducing their headcount. This was done by Vistage, a CEO coaching and peer advisory organization, in a survey last month. Their chief research officer, Joe Galvin, put out a statement saying that despite fears of potential recession, unemployment has stayed at near record lows and the job market has proven its resiliency. In the new year, we can expect to have hiring remain a priority for CEOs and begin to see some degree of stabilization after the unprecedented turbulence of 2022. Now, wouldn't that be nice? About 60% of the CEOs surveyed said hiring challenges have impacted their ability to operate at full capacity, and many have implemented strategies to attract and better compete for talent. And that's outstanding news, because again, it not only improves the job prospects, it improves the wage prospects. And yes, inflation is always a concern, but if the option is to have lower wages, maybe there are other ways to fight inflation other than always attacking the wages of middle-class workers or attacking the budget and programs that support middle-class families, the kinds of things that we're seeing now from Republican politicians, especially the ones in Congress who are trying to jam through huge spending cuts in the federal budget under the guise of fighting inflation, when it really does nothing more than support their plans for massive tax cuts for the super wealthy. It would be far better if these politicians could take a look at these small businesses on main streets all across Wisconsin and around the country and do things that would help them with employee hiring and retention and opening up new markets and helping them improve their facilities, their infrastructure, and what have you. Those are the kinds of things that would be especially helpful rather than the ongoing political battles that we're seeing, recently. I referenced those battles yesterday, and I wanted to bring them up again just because they're just silly. There's just no other way to put it. We have been hearing about whether the government is coming for your gas stoves It's not. We've been hearing whether colorful M&Ms are somehow racist. They're not. Maybe there are some people on the right who think there aren't enough white M&Ms, but that's their problem. We have the ongoing diversion of TikTok. We have a new committees that House Republicans have set up to simply investigate, quote unquote, China and investigate, quote unquote, the U.S. government itself, especially the investigation into the January 6th insurrection. And I don't think it can be said too often that all of these things, any of these things that sound silly, are done with a purpose. The purpose is that the people pushing these stories are trying to get your eye off the ball. And the ball is simply this: the Republican-controlled House of Representatives does not have a policy agenda that would proactively help middle-class families and small businesses. The only policy that they have that they want to work on is massive tax cuts for the rich, paid for by huge budget cuts for things that help the middle class. And that's it. And if every one of these stories included that mention in it, it would be easier to not get so caught up in, you know, whether TikTok is good or bad, or whether women on the floor of the Missouri legislature should have a new dress code to cover up their arms, and whether Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders really can ban the use of the word Latinx because she doesn't like it. Every one of those things is a sideshow, is a diversion, and should remind people again and again to say to their Republican brethren, what are you for? What is it that you want to do for me? And by the way, cutting, not an option. You never cut your way to prosperity. You certainly can overspend, but if all you're talking about is cuts, restrictions, etc., you're not really adding any value. And in fact, we have just too many Republican politicians, more so than ever, who haven't just been coddling insurrection against our country, but now, as we learn, have been participating in it. And I don't just mean, you know, Derek Van Orden being on the grounds of the Capitol on January 6th. Now in New Mexico, we've learned that a failed Republican candidate who authorities said was angry over his defeat and who made baseless claims last November about the election being rigged, well, he's been arrested in connection with a series of drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democratic lawmakers in New Mexico's largest city. 39-year-old Solomon Pino was arrested Monday evening after SWAT officers took him into custody. The Albuquerque police chief describes Pino as the mastermind of what he says appears to be a politically motivated conspiracy that led to shootings at the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators between early December and early January. Now, thankfully, nobody was injured in any of these shootings, but in one case, three bullets passed through the bedroom of a state senator's 10-year-old daughter. After the election, Pena showed up uninvited at certain elected officials' homes with documents that he claimed proved that he had won the race. But as we say now and have said over and over again, those documents said nothing. There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud, not in New Mexico in 2022, not in Wisconsin in 2020. It's all a lie. But enough people have been believing that lie that it prompted a violent insurrection in 2021, continues to lead to violent rhetoric, and now violence itself again today. And it comes back to that main point of Republican politicians who don't want to do the work of governing. It is far easier to create chaos and to undermine the government than it is to actually do their job. What have I said multiple times here? I've said those who hate government the most should be trusted least to run it. They don't want to run it. They want to run it into the ground. And some of them are now embracing a type of radicalism that is, as described by Albuquerque's mayor, a threat to our nation and is making its way to our doorstep. The mayor, Tim Keller, says, "I know we're going to push back and we will not allow this to cross the threshold." So for those folks saying, "Pat, why are you going on about this?" That's me doing my part for this. Is not just to sit back and say, "Oh, this is terrible. Gosh, people shouldn't be doing this." No, it's to call it out and to call attention to it in the hopes that maybe some folks who are still bitter about the last election or the 2020 election will finally do what the rest of us have had to do when we've lost elections or when our favorite candidates have lost elections. We suck it up and we move on. That's how it's always worked in America. It's the way it works best. Don't let one failed criminal orange-headed billionaire tell you otherwise. Don't let those tactics win in our politics. Because, yeah, then it does lead to mistrust. That mistrust leads to radical thoughts. Those radical thoughts and conspiracies lead to violence. We're going to try awfully hard to not give a lot of airtime to the conspiracy theories of say, a Ron Johnson or, you know, what Mike Gallagher is going to do now, the congressman from the Green Bay area, who's been put in charge of a committee that ostensibly is meant to investigate China, but quite frankly is designed to undermine the Bush administration, to undermine the United States relationship with China. We're going to try not to give those conspiracies too much oxygen, but we do have to bring them up from time to time to let people know that this is a dangerous game that's being played by spreading conspiracies, by dwelling in election politics long after the election. That's time taken away from governing, from doing the things again for small businesses, for farmers, for rural schools, for broadband, for our roads. All of these things are important, and all of these things were done on a bipartisan basis for decades before recent times. And it's something that we can very much get back to. In our next half hour, we're going to talk a bit about the new study on social media use and how it's linked to brain changes in teens. But before we go to break, I want to give you some more details on the $1 million ad giveaway that we're doing at Civic Media. By the way, here's my quick disclaimer, as always, that Up North News and our parent, Courier Newsroom, these are separate entities from Civic Media, though we are extremely grateful to Civic Media for letting us use their real estate from 6 to 8 o'clock in the morning. So on behalf of Civic Media, let me tell you about that $1 million advertising giveaway. It all happens on Thursday of next week, Thursday, January 26th, starting at 9 a.m., where you can fill out an application for a piece of that $1 million giveaway and to get to work with the Civic Media sales and advertising team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business all across our network, depending on what makes the most sense for your business. We're at something like 8, 9, 10 stations here and growing, and we'd love to have you be part of that success. So civicmedia.us/million for details. We'll be back. You're up north.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police in Albuquerque have arrested a Republican hopeful convinced he'd been cheated in a series of drive-by shootings at the homes of Democratic lawmakers. Mayor Tim Keller.
This individual was actually a candidate for office against a Democrat House member just in November.
No one was injured in the shootings. Police in Central California believe a drug cartel may be behind the shooting deaths of six people at a home in Tulare County. KGPE-TV's Esteban Reynoso.
A neighbor told us two of the victims, a new and growing family. A 17-year-old mother was being chased from the home with her six-month-old baby in her arms. when both of them were shot and killed.
Jury selection begins in California today in Elon Musk's trial. CBS's Chanel Call.
Musk is facing a fraud trial over tweets from 2018 where he claimed he had the money to take Tesla private. Investors allege they lost billions because the deal never materialized.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out She Can STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com. Yeah.
It's been a while since we've had a good polka there. So there's Molly B doing the North Shore polka, especially for our listeners at WGBW in the Green Bay area, where I know there are many frequent watchers of the Molly B polka show on Saturday nights on RFD TV. I also know very few of you watch RFD TV. A great many of you have never heard of RFD TV before, but you should. Yeah, you should check that out, not just for polka on Saturday nights, but also they rerun some country music shows from the past that it's quite a kick to go back and watch them. Much like some of these other local channels, you know, they run, what are they? There's Antenna TV, there's Decades. There's no shortage of places now where you can see some shows that you thought were long gone, and suddenly there it is. There's the Rockford Files, or, you know, some old Western that you used to watch, or what was it? Barnaby Jones, was part of that 70s lineup on CBS. I think Cannon was one of the shows, Mannix. People of a certain age, I am now hitting neurons that haven't been triggered in a long time. But, you know, there's more than just three channels out there, and some of them are carrying some classics and maybe some that are not quite so classic. Maybe moldy oldie is the best way to describe some of them. We want to give offer up some congratulations to a history maker from Eagle River over the weekend. Sabrina Blanchette of Drummondville, Quebec, made snowmobile racing history on Sunday. This is according to an article in the Vilas County News Review. And this was at the World Championship Derby Complex in Eagle River. Blanchette piloted a 1974 Sampson Racing replica Ski-Doo Snow Pro Supermod 440. And she outlasted a first lap crash and stayed ahead of trouble the rest of the way, becoming the first female driver to be crowned world champion in the 22-year history of the World Championship Derby Complex in Eagle River. So congratulations to her. That's something I've been to Eagle River either as the Derby was setting up or tearing down. I've not seemed to have been there the weekend that it happens, and I'm sure it is crazy and fun, but it is something that I'd really like to see at some point here. From a Hollywood perspective, I mentioned this in the early part of the show, but it's worth noting that if you don't have your Valentine's Day plans yet, maybe you want to hear that iconic first few notes of what's Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, the love theme from Titanic, because, yeah, it's been more than two decades since the world fell in love with, you know, Rose and Jack as they navigated their affection aboard the ill-fated Titanic, as the story says. And now Titanic sails back into theaters Valentine's weekend for the 25th anniversary of the movie, according to Paramount Pictures, which made the announcement on Twitter. It was something that when it first came out in 1997, got a lot of attention here in Chippewa Falls. In fact, we even had one of the first stories I covered for Channel 13 in Eau Claire was a Leonardo DiCaprio look-alike contest to kind of take advantage of the publicity from the film, because in it, the Jack Dawson character talks about working on Lake Wissota, which couldn't have been a thing because the Titanic sank in 1912 and Lake Wissota was created in 1917 when the dam was finally built. But again, we're not going to let a little history mishap get in the way of a good love story. One of the highest grossing films of all time. Do I have a number here? Yeah, I do. During its initial run in the late 90s, Titanic grossed $601 million. Not a bad day's work, although it wasn't a day's work. As I recall, James Cameron, it took him years and years to get that movie made because of lavish scenery and special effects. And a lot of folks said it was, you know, a bomb in the making. And then it came out and, well, you see what it did in the box office. And so, again, for its 25th anniversary, going to be back in theaters next month. There's a lot that's been said about kids and screens going way back to the first TVs, when parents would monitor what all kids could watch beyond Howdy Doody. At some point, it's fair to say that folks in my demographic, which could be described as early Gen X or late baby boomer, were practically raised by TV. Because it was still so new and novel, there had not been options like that in the past for entertainment. And there were so many shows on and so many that were aimed at young people that a lot was said about, you know, whether all this screen viewing is good or bad for kids. It's what led to the development of shows like Sesame Street, for example, is to try to at least bring some kind of educational component to that screen time. Although the debate still raged as to whether that was a net positive or a net negative, that it was keeping kids in front of the TV. Well, now those screens are smaller and more portable than ever, and perhaps even worse, they're more interactive than ever. social media. It's called social media because people can talk back and forth to one another, and not just their real friends, but virtual friends that they haven't met yet, and complete strangers, and bots, and trolls, and the damage that can be done. It's tough to quantify, but some folks have been trying. Successive studies have been adding pieces to the puzzle, says the New York Times, trying to flesh out the implications of a nearly constant stream of virtual interactions that begin in childhood. And earlier this month, a new study came out by neuroscientists at the University of North Carolina to do successive brain scans of middle schoolers between the ages of 12 and 15. It's a time of especially rapid brain development. And yeah, we can all make the punchlines about brain scans of, you know, kids between the ages of 12 and 15. But on the serious side of it, they wanted to learn how are things different for kids who habitually check their social media feeds at around age 12. Now, what they found was not terribly surprising, but again, at least it's being quantified, it's being documented. What they're seeing is a distinct trajectory compared to kids who don't constantly check social media about their sensitivity to social rewards from their peers. Conversely, teens with less engagement to social media follow the opposite path. They have a declining interest in social rewards. I'm thinking especially of, say, folks might remember Daria, the MTV cartoon from the 1990s. And I haven't seen the new miniseries Wednesday yet, but the girl there, again, from the Addams Family, strikes me as that kind of person who does not really have much of an interest in social rewards. But it's the ones who do, in fact, crave more of that affirmation that, you know, social media could play a factor in their brain development. And so, according to Eva Telzer, an associate professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, one of the authors of the study, she says, we can't make casual claims that social media is changing the brain, but teens who are habitually checking their social media are showing these pretty dramatic changes in the ways their brains are responding, which could potentially have long-term consequences well into adulthood, sort of setting the stage for brain development over time. So what do you think, Aaron? You've checked social media as a younger person. You're at least a year or two younger than me. Some would say a decade or two or three younger than me. Do you feel like frequent checking of social media accelerates the need for positive social reinforcement? Do we need more approval from people the more we're on social media?
Yes.
Well,
okay.
Easy.
Yeah. I don't use social media as much as a lot of other people my age do because I found that to me, it just seemed kind of dumb when I was younger. And I was honestly a bit too judgmental of it, but at least now I'm not dependent on it like some other people seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely see a lot of people on it all the time, and it definitely changes the way they think about things.
It does. And again, I salute these folks for at least trying to, you know, quantify something in terms of these brain scans and what they do. What it's all going to come back to, of course, for all of us who go from, you know, our teen years to adulthood to parenthood, is how we monitor these things. And I have to say, and I really, there's times I really like sounding like a cranky old man. This is not one of those times. I actually don't mean to sound like a cranky old man when I say this, in that I worry about parents more than ever. It was nothing for our parents to just go over to the TV and turn it off. But now with smartphones in the hands of young people as well as computers, I mean, yeah, you can try to restrict certain sites, but I mean, just YouTube alone or Snapchat or Instagram, it takes no work whatsoever to see things that are completely inappropriate for an age range.
Oh, absolutely. Like my niece, Gracie, who's 4, she has a tablet and she would also sometimes like pull up YouTube on TV, and there's a lot of stuff on YouTube that's predatory towards children in many ways, whether it's just completely content farm, like meaningless stuff where nothing happens, but it shows popular characters, so they click on it, or actively malicious, like some stuff she ended up with. She was looking for some Paw Patrol stuff, and there ended up being something that was intended to scare kids, and she was very freaked out. And now she's not allowed to go on YouTube, and she's fine with that after that video.
It's fine, but it's sad that it took that kind of a negative experience to get there. And so what are you supposed to do if you're a parent? I mean, along with everything else, is the last order of the day to go through your child's entire browsing history? Maybe it is. Maybe that's exactly what you should be doing. I'm simply just asking because, again, I'm thankful that I don't have to. I've seen how one of my grandsons is on a YouTube for Kids feed that feeds just a steady stream of Minecraft videos and other cartoons. And because of the settings on there, for the many, many times that I've seen it, it looks to be perfectly safe. But I also know it wouldn't take much work if he wanted to go maybe to some other sites and see inappropriate things. And so, yeah, I would not want to be a parent going through this stuff in this day and age.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what I would do. Because I mean, I know when I was younger on the internet, it was really easy to stumble onto things and be like, this is not what I was looking for.
Right. And look, there's nothing wrong with going down a rabbit hole when you're of a certain age or maturity, I guess. I have gone down so many rabbit holes over the years, just doing the this day in history thing. I'll end up reading something like, well, we talked, for example, about the Columbia shuttle disaster coming up in our next segment. I lost a good 10, 15 minutes going back and looking at clips and reading news articles about that terrible incident. But again, that was my choice to go down there. And it's not necessarily the kind of rabbit hole chasing we want our own kids to go through. But screens have always been, addictive for us. I have teased my wife, and she loves it and repeats it, that when she's on an airplane, when they have those screens that let you watch movies for free, and if she's on a long flight, like she was taking two long flights to Africa once for a mission trip, and I gave it a new nickname, the pellet dispenser, because like a lab rat, she just keeps pushing the button. Next movie, next movie, next movie, next movie. Now, I don't watch movies on airplanes, but if you like doing that, you can totally see how you just can't stop hitting that button and getting the next thing on that screen. So it isn't just kids who need to be mindful of their screen time. It's all of us grown-ups as well. Just a reminder, if you want to get the Up North News newsletter, go to upnorthnewswi.com. Click on newsletter. It's right up there in the top banner, and you'll be a daily subscriber to what you'll find on our website at upnorthnewswi.com. The aforementioned music break and This Day in History coming up next. You're Up North.
And there you go, the North Shore Polka. Thanks for...
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for isolated rain showers today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 39, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows level off around 31. High temperatures reach up to 35 tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Among today's musical birthdays today, Paul Young is 67. And it led to one of those moments that was a big laugh at the time. I'm going to explain it. You're not going to laugh as much, but it's still one of our funny college memories. College radio station, WUEC in Eau Claire. Paul Young's hit there, Every Time You Go Away, was big at the time. Record companies send you all kinds of promotional materials to radio stations. And they sent us a memo pad, which was just think of it as a stack of Post-it notes. And it was a cube. It was cube-shaped. And it had Paul Young's face, an imprint, a photo of his face on all four sides of the cube. So you could open up the cube right where his mouth would be, and you could start singing, "Every time you go away, you take a piece of me with you." And then you'd rip the top piece of paper off there. Everybody had to sing it. And eventually Paul Young was reduced to nothingness, except for a really dumb story that we tell 30 years later. Paul Young, 67 years old today. What else do we have here? There we go. Is this Take My Breath Away? I can't hear the. I got it. There we go. This is the 63rd birthday for John Crawford, a songwriter from the new wave band Berlin, known for the song Take My Breath Away, which was featured in Top Gun. Aaron, did you see the Top Gun remake this summer when it came out?
I did, actually, and I thought it was really good. I was expecting it to be, you know, everyone's praising it, and I thought it was just going to be mediocre and like kind of a phoned-in duplicate of the first movie, but I thought that they really did put some thought into it and evolve on it in some interesting ways, especially on Tom Cruise's character. Did you see it?
All right. No, and I still will at some point here. I just, like, as folks know, I'm terrible at getting to movies in a timely fashion, but it is on my list. I actually do want to watch it, and we'll fire it up one of these weekends here. Another birthday today, 66 years old today, is one Broderick Stephen Harvey Sr., better known as Steve Harvey, 66 today. These are also the birth dates of Benjamin Franklin, of Al Capone. Betty White would have been 101 years old today. She passed away in 2021. James Earl Jones is still with us. Maybe he's the next Betty White, the person that we look on endearingly, 92 years old today. Mick Taylor is 74. He's a guitarist known most for his work with the Rolling Stones, though he had not yet joined the band when the Stones released their first EP, and that was also on this date. In 1964, they released You Better Move On.
You asked me to give up the hand of the girl I love.
A couple of more birthdays today. Jim Carrey is 61. Michelle Obama is 59. And Andy Rourke is 59. Andy Rourke is bassist of The Smiths, known for their song Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now, among other things. And why is that appropriate? Because alcohol prohibition began in the U.S. on this day in 1920 and would be a very long 12-plus years of prohibitions and mobsters like the aforementioned Al Capone, who was born on this day in 1899. And then one last thing, it's Barry Manilow, and I'll never not laugh about this. Barry Manilow has written so many songs, so many mega hits. He also wrote so many very popular commercial jingles back in the day. But then there's this one. Except he didn't write that one. He's written so many, but it was his second number one hit, but it was not written by him. It was written by Bruce Johnson of the Beach Boys. So, you know, when Alanis Morissette was doing Isn't That Ironic? I mean, that's what it is. Ironic isn't a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's Barry Manilow being known for I Write the Songs, but he didn't write that particular song. So take that for what you will. Yes, Aaron.
Man, that's got to feel very weird to be a good songwriter in your own right and be very successful and then have one of your number one songs be I Write the Songs and not by you. Like, do you feel phony?
I think that he's still cashing the checks from all the other songs that he's written and that he's doing just fine. Yeah. Probably does not worry about it too terribly much. Yet to come this week on the program, tomorrow, former state treasurer Sarah Godlewski will join us along with appeals court judicial candidate Chris Taylor as Sarah Godlewski continues a series of visits with us designed to lift up the voices of women who are engaged in public service and in small business work all across Wisconsin. On Thursday, Kristen Lyerly will be back with us for Hometown Health and to talk about the role of music and music education in good health. And as mentioned before, coming up in our next hour, we will talk about how a Republican legislator from up north is blocking progress that could end up harming potential development efforts, conservation efforts, even help lose key forestry jobs up north to other states, depending on how this all turns out. So we're going to learn more about this forest conservation program, the role the legislature plays in it, and a very opaque process where a single legislator can anonymously block the funding that would help out something that would be so good for the rural economy of Wisconsin. So listen for that coming up at the bottom of the next hour. A reminder that there are many ways to listen or watch what we do. You can watch Up North News online through Facebook. Go to the Up North News page. Just search for Up North News WI or the page for Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. If you miss a show on the radio or you want to go back to listen to any of the episodes, go to civicmedia.us. When you click on any show, you'll see a listing with all of our recent episodes. You can listen right there, or it takes you to the links to subscribe as a podcast via Apple or Spotify or whatever your favorite platform is. And if you're not near the radio or near one of our radio stations, you can listen live on the Civic Media app so that you can take Up North News with you on your morning commute. And again, the phone number's here, 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. We will have a weather update coming up in just a few minutes here on all of our Civic Media radio stations. But just to give a brief recap, something's coming our way. They don't know exactly where it will go. So they don't know exactly how much snow will fall in any given area. Yes, that's an evergreen forecast, but it is what's happening again as another low pressure system winds its way from, you know, the Southern Rockies and works its way up this way. It's going to pass to the south of Wisconsin, but as a result, it means, you know, the snow on the north side is going to fall somewhere in Wisconsin. Somebody's going to get 3 inches. Maybe somebody's going to get more details to come. So keep an eye on your local forecast and drive safely Wednesday night and into Thursday. More in our next hour here on Up North News Radio.
You wanted information.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always